create national standards, like every patient gets virtual care, every patient gets cancer screening with, with a certain sort of regimented methodology of really asking the patient about their family history and their cancer screening history, asking specifically, what we know about the patient from our current EHR environments and our health information exchanges in that area, and then coming up with a very actionable insight to our provider.
From InterSystems, it's the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. To learn more about this and other episodes, please visit podcast.healthydata.com.
We're here today with Dr. John Chalico, the System Chief Medical Information Officer for Common Spirit Health. John is also the former Chief Informatics Information Officer at Northwell Health and is currently a practicing internal medicine physician. John, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, welcome. Thank you very much. I was a former Chief Informatics and Innovation Officer at Northwell Health. I don't overstep, but how are you guys doing today?
Great. So thanks for joining us. For our listeners, background on Common Spirit Health, they're a health system based in Chicago, Illinois, with 163 hospitals, 30,000 providers, 1,500 medical group practices, and 20,000 beds. Their mission is to bring care wherever it may be needed. So I think the first topic we'd like to cover today is app rationalization as a main pain point facing Common Spirit Health. As an organization that's looking to create an integrated delivery network across 163 hospitals and 22 states. So let's start with app rationalization. How is it going?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that is one of the questions I get from my colleagues all around the country is how do you kind of bring it all together? Just a quick sort of history of, Common Spirit Health. Common Spirit Health was the joining of Dignity Health and Catholic Health Initiatives. Dignity Health was really our footprint really in California, Nevada, and Arizona, which was an operating health system and, obviously had some opportunities to improve, but it was operating functionally with a lot of centralized IT resources. On the flip side, Catholic Health Initiatives, which is about 80% of our health system footprint, brought to the table sort of a big holding company, and each division within that sort of had their own sort of way of doing things or IT shops or whatever else. So we are, over the course of the next couple of years, really trying to bring that together so we have a common sort of health operating system across the organization and have the ability to sort of us to bring together innovation, bring things forward much quicker than having to sort of deploy things in 60 different places. Today, when I need to pull a data point on how our ambulatory practices are doing in diabetes, hypertension, anything you want, I almost have to look under in almost 30, maybe 40 different places to sort of pull together that information. And I think, that is really what we're seeing in app rationalization is the ability for us to sort of, deploy or be able to sort of get data from all different aspects in a much quicker, much swifter way. I will say, the other sort of flip to this is that when I want to deploy a new standard, where, we have a standard in front of us today that every patient should have an opportunity to do a virtual registration. Meaning all the front matter things that you normally do with a front desk staff needs to do, we want that to be done all virtually. And we have the ability to do that. In some markets, that solution is going to be through robotic process automation and a chatbot. And some other places, we're going to capitalize on our main EHR's patient portal. But the idea is that everyone gets the same standard, every patient gets the same experience. Now, fast forward a couple of years, I don't need to kind of figure out how to do that in 20 different EHRs. I need to do that in one platform. And I think that's really the story of app rationalization. And, how do we go about doing this? I think we have to sort of divide and conquer. We have to kind of see where our biggest pain points are. There's certain divisions with the seven divisions as we divide Common Spirit Health out over our 22 states that really are a lot more of a mosaic of different applications. So we definitely start there. I think we are in the midst of sort of launching a proper governance process so that, our divisions and our priorities are all straight and that we're working on the right things. And it's obviously, not easy given sort of our breadth of our health system. We are close to a $35 billion organization, but, like every other organization, we actually have very little money to spend or smaller margins to spend. So, I think we need to kind of really use this opportunity to see where we have the biggest bang and the biggest, the biggest impact with our sort of march forward to one common operating system, health operating system, as we call it.
So I think the challenge you just articulated is very common to many organizations across the United States right now, operating on small margins, limited access to cash, trying to increase revenues and decrease costs. As you're looking to create a single platform with a single data source on a single instance of Epic and consolidate all these different instances across different hospitals and geographies and create a new governing structure, to what extent have you been able to identify opportunities to reduce costs or increase revenues that our listeners may be able to learn from?
Yeah, I'll take sort of the example of virtual registration. I think we also are in the midst of staffing shortages, or having sort of the inability to sort of hire as many staff as we need to, given sort of the constraints, the budgetary constraints. If we could actually use technology to sort of offload a lot of those tasks to the in our office spaces to folks, the patients doing things more virtually. The ability to sort of save time and cycles and folks in individual offices, and the 1,500 clinical practices we have across the country, that is one way by which we can sort of contain costs and have a better understanding of how we use our technology platforms to move things forward. I'll say the corollary of that is that we're looking to sort of deploy use this sort of large health system and the economies of scale that we can offer our divisions, our clinics, our hospitals, was really kind of defining a common connection center or call center strategy, meaning that if we can actually again take things off the plate of folks in the front lines that are sort of in our office practices, in our hospitals, and be able to sort of answer the phones for them, take care of rudimentary things, do some of the scheduling, and we can centralize that so the group of people can do it across the health system and answer the phones in any wherever you may be, I think that that's something to really think about. Now, that can't be done without technology, and I think how we sort of look at this is that we want sort of a common platform or one single pane of glass, without sort of getting into vendor speak, but a single pane of glass for a call center agent to be able to see a view of our patient. So if they're picking up a call and they happen to be in Dignity Health, where we have mostly a Cerner platform, they see Cerner, they see AtheanaIDX. They see everything that they need to do without logging into six different systems, and do that quickly and understand the patient as much as they would have when they called directly to the office and had that relationship. We want the patients to feel that relationship, but we need technology to sort of fill that gap. And it may be a call center in Kentucky that's now picking up calls in Dignity Health, which is on our Cerner platform. Or Catholic Health Initiatives, sort of part of the country where maybe they may be on an Epic, a common operating system where we have a lot of the tools there. So really, it's looking at those investments in technology where we have the ability to again help those folks at the front line and help to sort of create an economies of scale where at a national level we're really kind of pushing towards.
What are some of the technical challenges associated with addressing the challenges of integrating so many different electronic health records and data sources and types across formerly multiple different organizations? I ask this within the context of the large amount of mergers and acquisitions happening across healthcare today.
Yeah, no, I think that the idea is that we have a common standard, we have a scalable solution that we can actually deploy in every market. Oftentimes, we all sort of have some Frankenstein version of how we've kind of come to, even if you merge with another organization, no one has sort of the perfect recipe. But we do want to get over the next year or so, we've created a process where we want to sort of come up with a standard by which we will sort of deploy the common spirit standard to wherever we may go across the organization. Now, Common Spirit Health is, again, as large as we are, we have some great examples and some bright spots of doing some great things across the organization. We have some of the tenements of some of the most you know, best implementations of Epic, best implementations of Cerner. I will say that we have, you know, opportunities in virtual care and telehealth, and all of those are sort of bright spots. But how do we kind of bring all of those great examples all together under one roof and then have a solution that sort of that we can deploy out as the common spirit standard, that we get, everyone gets the same thing, whether you're in a big, you know, tertiary quaternary care hospital in Texas, you know, or you're one of our, you know, safety net hospitals, you know, 1,000-bed hospital in one part of the country, or you're one of our safety net hospitals in North Dakota with 10 beds, you should be able to sort of get that same technology and the same opportunity for your patients and for your docs and your care providers.
So you mentioned that safety net hospital. How do you, first of all, as a two-part question, how do you create that common spirit standard of care? And how do you ensure consistency and delivery of that quality to both that critical access rural hospital and the large academic medical center?
Well, the first thing is you got to take inventory and see where we have sort of the best sort of foundational system that we want to put in place. When you take an EHR like Cerner or Epic or anything like that, they have sort of that foundation of best system. And you kind of can see, where do we have the most things implemented? Where do we have our sort of our best foot forward? And then, you know, over the course of many sort of opportunities for, you know, of you know, governing this opportunity is that, you know, you break it down by service lines, meaning that, you know, what's our best view of how a patient should be done in a cardiology, from a cardiology point of view, oncology point of view, from a registration point of view, from a rev cycle point of view, and then, you know, take those best examples from place to place to place across our organization and say, that's what we're going to integrate into our common health operating system. You know, it does require you to sort of take a pause, take inventory, and really kind of say, you know, what is going to be sort of in the circle and what's going to be out of the circle. But it is a group effort. I mean, it's not something that's done, you know, at the top, but it's done with involvement of folks from our divisions, understanding the divisions, understanding the dynamics of how things are, and have some room for flexibility as well. Is that, you know, it's not just one way or the highway. It's there may be some, you know, three or four different workflows that need to be adapted in an ambulatory practice, depending on what kind of people, what kind of, you know, staffing resources they have, or, you know, what kind of specialties they're taking care of. So I think it is an onerous process, but I think we are we're in a good spot and in a good place in our organization to really kind of bring this forward. And, you know, there is an economies of scale that we feel like we'll realize after all of this to sort of support the organization going forward.
So we have a few minutes left of this podcast episode, and I'd like to shift the conversation to some extent to population health and disparities. And the reason I like to do that is I like to drill down on concrete examples of how you're addressing quality of care across many different geographies to create that integrated system. So you've spoken about improving population health in order to expand access to advanced care. And you've spoken about confronting disparities in the care delivery system by promoting adoption of digital healthcare platforms to meet patients where they are. I'd like to invite you to reply to both of those or either of those as you see fit to provide our listeners with more concrete examples of how you're implementing these new common spirit standards.
So I think you know, we've had some great examples of how we've ratcheted down and really kind of improved, you know, starting with resources, you know, from our board to sort of support improvements in hypertension care, diabetes care, cancer screening. We are sort of looking again to sort of, you know, create standards at a national level that in our current environment really kind of deploy across the organization. So I did speak of earlier about like going towards a common standard, but right now we are sort of disparate. So the idea is to sort of, you know, create national standards, like every patient gets virtual care, every patient gets cancer screening with, you know, with a certain sort of regimented methodology of really asking the patient how you know about their family history and their cancer screening history, asking specifically, you know, what we know about the patient from our current EHR environments and our health information exchanges in that area, and then coming up with a very actionable insight to our providers. So if you take that rubric and say, well, I'm in Dignity Health and I really have, you know, the tools at bay, I have Cerner, Cerner Patient Portal, I have, may have a new chatbot solution. What are the things that we could do? So right now it's really done and, you know, it's a common standard, but we deploy that across the organization and then we measure it accordingly. So, and that's really what at a national level as a CMIO is that we kind of bring together, we set the bar, we bring that together and we kind of take that to our divisions and our division leads and really kind of help deploy that as a standard across the organization. Where we can standardize on our Epic platform or our Cerner platform. Where we can sort of standardize on third-party applications, like we were talking about app rationalization, to support that common goal of everyone getting the same experience, no matter where you are in Dignity Health or Catholic Health Initiatives or Centura Health or wherever you may be in our organization. I think the one thing is that we need to sort of, again, you know, step it away from just the application, but what functions that we want to give for our providers, what functions we want to give for our patients, and then, you know, look across our geography to see how we can get that deployed. And it's been, that's been a very successful tactic. Now it takes a long time to get there. And I think as we get to consolidated systems, the ability for us to sort of set those standards and find one single point solution for our organization will be a lot easier. But I think till then, I think it's really kind of, you know, it is sort of a divide and conquer state at this point.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, John. We've spoken about app rationalization, a large effort to create an integrated delivery network across most of the United States. Interest in creating common spirit standards with delivering the same quality of care, regardless of geography or resources in critical access hospitals or large academic medical centers. We've spoken about mergers and acquisitions and the challenges posed technically to integrating different data networks. And we've spoken about improving population health and trying to ensure that there is a standardized method of deployment of creating actionable insights to frontline providers across the nation and everywhere within Common Spirit. So I'd like to thank you for such an engaging and interesting conversation, John.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And I know we just raised the surface. Any one of these topics, I think we could spend an hour speaking about. But I'm glad that I had the opportunity to sort of share some of the insights we have from Common Spirit Health and what we're trying to do as a health system and really creating an integrated delivery network. One of the largest ones across the country will be an exciting part. I'm glad to be on board.
And for our listeners, this has been Dr. John Chalico, the system CMIO for Common Spirit Health, former Chief Informatics and Innovation Officer at Northwell Health, and a practicing internal medicine physician. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
From InterSystems, this has been the Healthy Data Podcast. I'm Jordan Cooper. Thank you for listening.